President Donald Trump is expected to sign legislation honoring the 1980 U.S. Olympic men's hockey team that won the gold medal. Minnesota Senator Amy Klobuchar helped pass a bill this week recognizing the 45th anniversary of the Miracle on Ice.
So we are giving them the Congressional Gold Medal, and one goes to New York for Lake Placid, and one goes to the Paralympic Museum in Colorado, but I'm saving the best till last, and one goes to the U.S. Hockey Hall of Fame in Minnesota.
She says the American semifinal win over the heavily favored Soviet Union was a moment of unity and pride.
And it wasn't just about athletes, as much as we love that there were 12 from Minnesota and her Brooks, but it was also just about the fact that our country was united about something that's a really good thing to think about right now.
Klobuchar says it was about a lot more than hockey. Americans were being held hostage in Iran. The Soviets invaded Afghanistan, and our economy was struggling.
And then there was this moment when this team that no one expected was going to win, much less beat the Soviets, who were four-time defending Olympic gold medalists, and they just stunned the world, the youngest ever U.S. national team, with their 4-3 victory in what became known as the Miracle on Ice.
Klobuchar says she's certain President Trump will sign the bill after one final vote in the House. Congressman Pete Stauber sponsored that version. I'm Brent Palm with the Minnesota Minute.